This is the Composer's Datebook for May 4th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1895, the New York Choral Society gave the premiere of a work by Antonin Dvorak entitled The American Flag. Mrs. Jeanette Thurber, who brought Dvorak to New York City to teach at her National Conservatory, had asked him to set a patriotic poem of that name. The idea was the new work would be performed to coincide with Dvorak's arrival in the fall of 1892, and the big celebrations planned that year for the 400th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of the New World. Unfortunately, Dvorak didn't get the text in time, and so another choral work, his recently completed Te Deum, was performed during the big Columbus quadricentennial. The American flag was put on a back burner, as it were, and wasn't performed until after Dvorak returned to Prague. Dvorak never heard the work performed at all. The blustery, outright chauvinistic tone of its pro-New World, anti-Old World text would hardly endear it to European audiences of his day. In fact, this work hasn't proven to be a big hit with American audiences either. The American Flag remains one of Dvorak's least performed pieces. Michael Tilson Thomas conducted a recording of it, released in 1976 during the American Bicentennial. Ironically, for a work so American, that recording was made in Berlin with a German orchestra and chorus. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.
We receive support from Portland Opera, presenting Giuseppe Verdi's classic comedy Falstaff. Merriment and mischief are at the heart of the story, as the beloved Shakespearean buffoon endures mishaps and trickery in this production set in a country club in the 1980s. At the Keller Auditorium on May 10th, 16th, and 18th, you can find tickets and information at portlandopera.org. Here's music by Edgar Bainton, this Pavane, Idylle, and Bacchanal. Paul Daniel leads the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra.